The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. If insects vanished, that would mean no pesky mosquito bites or fleas on Fido. Far more significantly, the scourge of insects spread disease like malaria and dengue fever that infect millions and kill hundreds of thousands of people a year would be over. The irony, of course, is that if insects were to disappear, the world would fall apart and we would eventually starve to death. How come? For starters, approximately 80% of all the world's plant life are angiosperms, or flowering plants. In order to reproduce, these plants must have pollen physically transferred from a male anther to a female stigma within a flower. In rare instances, wind, water, or animals such as birds and bats do the trick, but the vast majority of pollinating work is done by insects, including bees, beetles, flies, and butterflies. The world would not just be a less leafy place in this insect apocalypse scenario. Between 50 and 90% of the human diet, by both volume and calories, comes directly from flowering plants. That's because angiosperms include staple grains like rice and wheat, as well as fruits and vegetables. And don't forget that insects play a principal role in decomposition.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.